Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
This is Stairway to Heaven on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Evangelist Patricia Smith. This is Women on a Mission in Spirit and Truth. Joining me is Evangelist Terry Ellison and Evangelist Doris Jones. Just remember, the Redeemer lives.
Good evening. This is TalktainmentRadio.com. This is Women on a Mission in the Community in Spirit and in Truth. Host Evangelist Terry Ellison, co-host Minister Doris Jones. What are you putting into your temple?
Your body is a temple, and it's definitely a gift from God. You will be blessed as you care for it. Genesis 1:28. In the beginning, obviously, God had intended for us to be free from disease, free from all different kind of ailments. But in today's world, the system has taken everything and made it contaminated, mostly everything contaminated. Our meat is contaminated in our community, fast food restaurants, has no nutritional value today. So God has given us our basic, and what that is a 100% plant-based vegan diet from the beginning of time when Adam and Eve was in the garden. And you can find references, Genesis 1, 28 through 29. And it tells about how God, he told Adam and Eve what to eat, what to do in the garden. So Adam and Eve, they were the first vegetarians. They didn't eat meat because God provided all this beautiful fruit and vegetables and all of that that we live by today. So, Miss Ellison, what do you feel about that? How God already set everything up for us.
Well, he did set a plan for us. In that plan, he also gave us his word of how to eat the food, how to take care of our body, how we can be healed. One thing we have to do is to believe that he can heal us.
So many of us in the church, we're battling from overweight. We're battling with a lot of sicknesses and disease, high blood pressure, and all of that. But the church really is not today teaching people how to eat. And that's the first priority that God has told us that he wishes that we would be in good health. And as our soul prospers, that means that God set the diet up for us to have mental health. But today there is so much mental illness. There's so many things, and it's all connected with our diet today. And so as the church began to study and do more about helping people be free from disease, just like me, I am a product of my community. And in the community, they give us contaminated food, meat. Meat is contaminated. And God said in his word, don't be eating meat that has blood in it. God wants to save us. He knew how the systems of this world was going to be. And so he asked us today that if we read the word, if you're reading the word and you get a revelation from God, to help you to understand and do some research. God said we die from a lack of knowledge. Everybody in church, they got problems with their legs, problems with this. And then the doctors tell us there's no cure. And then they give us, they work with the pharmaceuticals and drugstores to give us stuff with so many side effects, you scared to take the medicine.
Evangelist Jones, there are other things that we do to our body ourselves, smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, not just the foods we eat. All of that goes in together, how we treat our own bodies, yes. What we do, how we not exercising, not keeping certain things in our bodies that we need. So a lot of things that are happening, we do ourselves. Our opening song, that we Give It Up by the McDonald Sisters.
And we'll be right back.
Yes, there's something in your life. Keep you believing right. You need to give it up.
That's a beautiful song, Give It Up.
Yes,
that's
it.
What we have to do to give all of our problems, give them up to God. Our eating habits that are wrong, what we're putting else in our bodies that's not supposed to be put there, and then how we allowed our spirit to be so angry. All of that goes into with healing, omitting those things. You got to give anger up in order to heal. You got to give anger up in order to let your mind think of what you are supposed to do for your healing. But as we know, we come from a long line of eating all fat meat, all greasy vegetables. Those are things that do put illness into our system and our body. So today, Evangelist Jones and I are talking about what we need to do for our healing and the way we are eating our foods today.
Yes, because today's world system has made it from generation, like we should do this and do that. But today, there has been so many diseases. And then they tell us there's no cure. Yes, it is. We have to get back to the way that God wants us to eat, the way God had intended for us to prepare our foods. Because guess what? There is a cure for different diseases. But then get back to this, like today, you know, we put so much like fast foods. We go out and we eat fast foods and everything today. And all of that has no nutritional value for us.
We also got to realize, too, all these floods that we have had all through the country, the world, that some of the food that we're eating are coming from the animals that are swimming around or drinking the water, from dead bodies that are still lost, that are in the floods. The chickens are running around with eating different foods. It's not good for the put into the chickens for the put in our body. So there's a lot of things that people have to put in their mind to do study on what we're doing to our body. We're killing ourselves.
Absolutely. And today, we got to get a balance on it. And then as the church evolves now, we got more information out there. This is supposed to be the best technology era and stuff that we ever had. But look how many diseases we have. Look how much is going on. So one of the solutions that I feel is that we need to be teaching people in church. Have nutrition classes. Redirect how we're cooking. Redirect our minds, because we are so in today's society that through the generations we've been cooking so wrong. But guess what? We got to teach them how to cook so that we can live and get a better diet going on. So I feel like if we're Christians and that we should do a better way.
Yeah, Evangelist Doris, look at the things that the people are smoking now. Okay. These cigarettes that the teenagers are smoking, those are, so many of them now are becoming sick in their lungs. Can't breathe. So it's just not always about the food. It's what we put in our body. And whoever put that out for these kids to get turned out like they have, smoking those, you call them e-cigarettes, it's killing them.
Absolutely.
And these are young kids.
Absolutely.
Young kids doing it. So it's a whole lot of chemicals what we're doing outside of putting the wrong food in our body. It's a two-way things of different things that we are doing to our own body. We're killing ourselves.
But also, a lot of food that we eat make us violent.
Yes.
We have mental illness. We see our young people in the streets fighting each other for any little thing and doing things that they're not supposed to do. Also, all that stuff creates mental illness, the drugs, the food, and all of that. Because the big companies and the system, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah,
to
they're
us.
Getting paid off of it.
Yes, trillions and billions of dollars is going toward, also bringing the drugs in. But the food and different things and our diet that we're doing. And I feel that when God says, listen, I pray that you be in good health, a sound mind, and a sound body. So as those things happen, our spiritual man will come alive. We'll have better spiritual life. And because so many people have so many emotional problems and depression, and all of those things come in because we are not doing the way that God had designed for us to live.
Evangelist Jones, do you see where a lot of this eating habits and the drugs and the alcohol things that these youth are doing is coming from home? They eat off the same table that their parents is doing all these things. So what we need in this time of life now, we need strong parents to stand up, change some of their attitudes and some of the things that they're doing in front of their children so that these children could have long life.
Yes, because when you feed your child the correct diet or diet of different foods, but we perish from a lack of knowledge. And a lot of people go, the first thing they say.
We're getting ready to go into our second song by B.B. Winer. Welcome you to The Call. This is Women on a Mission in the Community in Spirit and Truth. Okay, caller, what is your question?
Yes, hi. My question is to Evangelist Terry Ellison. I'm trying to understand, this is a very good subject that you're talking about, how God wants us to keep our people clean. He said, be ye holy because we are holy. My issue is when we have grown up eating the foods that we still eat, like pork chops, pig feet, chitlins, and things like that in our bodies. And how do you get out of that? Because if you've been doing it for years and felt like nothing was wrong, and you want to keep on eating, how can I be more strong at not doing that? I need help with that. Could you give me some ideas, please?
Yes, I can. It's a process, first of all. Second of all, you want to change. In order to make that change, you had to find avenues, and if you with Christian, then you know how to go to his word, and he will direct your path how to make changes of your eating habits. You can't do it by yourself. It's a challenge, because I've been there too. We came up in our time that we were all eating fat meat, pork chops, killing hogs, eating them. So you have to come that this is what you want to take away from out of your body. You want to be healed. You have to want to be healed. You have to want to make changes in your body. You want to have to help fight sickness. So you need that to change. You need God in it to help you to direct it so that you'll be able, strong enough to do it. Because you can't do it by yourself. You have to choose.
In other words, you're saying it's a mindset. You have to change your mind.
Yes,
change
it's a mindset. You're
okay,
right.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I mean, doing the program so much. Have a great day. Thank you.
You have a blessed one, too. We're back on the radio station. Evangelist Jones, what now do you have to have the input of what you want to say about us with the health healing?
Well, for me, since I'm going to be transparent this evening, yes, I do have cancer. I am a product of generational eating habits that are not good. So you have to really make a conscious effort to change your diet. So when they told me that I have cancer, I also believe, you know, that God is a healer.
Yes.
And so I'm standing right now on the word of God to be healed and just waiting on my healing. But while I'm waiting on my healing, I have changed my diet. I have did a lot of stringent things. I have changed the way that I have been cooking. I went out, I researched for myself, and then I began to cook differently, go get recipes, some of the things that I need to do for good health. I fast twice a week and do things, because sometimes when we're going through our tests and trials, God has us to really give that testimony. And so you're going to have to stand on his word, read his word, find out what works for you. And so I have at this point.
Minister Jones, wouldn't you say that was a mindset that you wanted to change your thinking and your eating habit?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Especially when you get to the point where the doctor said, you got a choice, either or.
Yes.
And so my choice was to do it God's way.
I had to make a choice on my eating. I am a diabetic too, and I've been over 20 years, but I haven't. They tried to give me insulin on the first time when they discovered, and I said, no, what else can I do? Then they gave said pills. I said, no, what can I do? So I had to change my whole eating habit. So I have never taken insulin. I have never taken a pill. I did not want to be in a position where I had to live by that kind of appeal or that insulin. So today I learned too, I had to do a change of my mindset. And I'm really thankful. And I had to be up under the authority of God because I couldn't do it by myself. I had to ask for direction. I had to ask for help because I was eating soda pop, drinking soda pops all the time. I loved candy. I was eating candy all the time. I loved donuts. So I had to omit and limit what I was putting into my temple.
Absolutely. And so did I. You know, it's hard when you get some terrible diagnosis as I do today. But guess what? I prayed. I stayed on my knees and I asked God, help me. And so he did through the word. I began to fast and pray and all of that and do some research. Because we die from a lack of knowledge in the word. We die from a lack of knowledge. And through the generations, that's the way I was cooking. You know, I cater. I cook. I cook all the time. So you have to change everything. You got to change your way of perceiving, cut down generational curses. So sometimes when we go through sicknesses and trials and tribulation, we can tell people what God has done for us.
Evangelist Jones, I have to give you credit that you have changed your eating habits, that you had made a turnaround on a lot of things. You know, we on the radio station together, so we talk a little bit about different things. So I do know that you have changed certain things that you were doing that you know now that's not good for what you're, for what you're fighting. You're fighting a battle.
Yes.
So when we have sicknesses, that's a battle you're fighting. And in order to come out on the top of it, there's in every sickness there is, there's something you have to change in order to be a winner.
Because if you want to be with the Lord and do his will and do his work, he got to have some healthy saints. And if all of us were overweight, every time we leave church, food is our comfort. And we eat and we eat and we think that that's okay. But you have to make a conscious choice today that if you want to live, you got to make a change in a mindset. And that's what God come on, you know, through his word, we have to make a positive mindset change if we want, because he need for us to be healthy. He said, I want y'all to be healthy. I love you. I gave you everything. I gave you the design of what to do and how to live. But this world system, he knew it was coming. He knew all this stuff would happen. So he gave us our plan. He gave us those things. Yes, I'm guilty. So I'm standing here telling you, I'm guilty because I'm full of disease.
You know, Evangelist Jones, there are people that do not believe in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And so then they can't lean like people that are walking with him or know about him or read the word about him and studied it. Well, they can't do maybe all at once what people that who are up under the authority of Christ that they can do. But there's still, I'm calling out for you all that are not, but there's still things you can do to change your health. And that starts with your mindset and that you want to change. You want to be healthy because eating out of context, what you're supposed to do for your body it causes a destroying of your body. And once your body breaks down, it's hard to get fixed back up. Sometimes it don't get fixed back up. So everybody that's living, that needs to understand that how you're eating is doing a lot of damage to your body, to your mind, to your heart, to your children. Because if you got children and you're not putting the right things in your body, you're giving your children the same thing. And that's some of the things that go through people's bodies starts from the table that they ate off as a kid. And it just keeps escalating. So this is why there's a lot of sickness going around too in this world.
Yes, because I work with children and we love our children. I love my children. I love my grandkids. And, you know, in today's world, you know, we feed them what we really know, you know, that's bad for them. I ask God to help me to prepare meals. We have to learn how to retrain ourselves just to be able to cook correctly and what it takes. And then some people say, well, you know what? I guess I've been doing this all this time. And I guess I'm going to have to die with something. But guess what? God don't want that.
Evangelist Jones, have you noticed that when you go into any store, they got candy, chips sitting right at as you walk in the door?
Absolutely.
This is what they do to make their money, but to kill you.
Yes.
When you walk into the dressing room for clothes, to stores for getting clothes and stuff, they even got candy sitting around on the counters. So everywhere you go, there's food to make you want to eat. There's food to make them get money, but there's food to kill you.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I was reading an article where now congregations are starting to begin to incorporate, the Daniel plan and the Daniel, the way to eat, the way that God had intended for us to eat. That's very good, but we have to start teaching. We had a health and wellness community event, just getting information out, trying to help people. Even on my job, since I've been in this trial, I have just been talking about, we have to talk about and have conversations with our families, with our co-workers, even with our church members and our congregation on, you know, stop eating this or do this so you can lose weight, be healthy, you know. So,
okay, we're going off into the Alabama women.
Yeah.
votes count, and we're counting on you. Join Blacks in Government and the Federally Employed Women for the 3rd Annual Local Candidates Forum, Saturday, October the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the St. Dominic's Parish at 453 North 20th Street. That's behind the church. Moderators are S. Yolanda Robinson and Kahari Inahara.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Tune in Thursday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and listen to the classic episodes of The Chosen with Ron Mills. The Chosen is the highly acclaimed program that exposes hidden secrets and mysteries, the paranormal and supernatural. Hear the best of the weird and the strange on The Chosen with Ron Mills, Thursday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss The Chosen with Ron Mills on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Listen, if you dare. Listen, if you dare.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
This is TalkTainmentRadio.com. This is women on a mission in the community, in spirit and in truth. Host Evangelist Terry Ellison, co-host Minister Doris Jones. Topic, what are you putting in your temple? Oh, Evangelist Jones, what do you have some information on about putting, what you're putting in your temple?
First of all, in John 3:1-2, it says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." So the Bible rates health right at the top of the list of importance for his people.
Yes, he does.
A person's mind, spiritual, nature, all of that comes together when we take good care of our temple. When we take good care of our temple, God will bring everything else together for us as a whole. Everything. And so, what do you think about that?
Evangelist Jones, what I think about it, it's a process that a person has to go through. If you're used to eating certain foods that's not good for your body, and you've been doing it for a while, we come up from families that had all those fat, greasy foods on the table. So we come up as a kid eating it. Then we grow up to adults still eating it. So we've been like addicted. We have been addicted to certain foods. So it's a process, it's mindset. When you decide what you're doing to your temple, when you decide that you also bring a lot of health issues, that some of them can't be fixed and some of them can be fixed, but you have to make that mindset and that mind change of changing your body. Then you got to know about the man named Jesus. He's a healer. He's a fixer. But if you don't connect that part or with the food part, I'm not pushing nobody that you have to. You have a choice to be a Christian or not to be a Christian. But I'm also saying in that book is information of how you should eat.
Okay. In Exodus 23:5, it says, "Ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless you. He will bless your bread, your water, and take sickness away from the midst of you. But he wants you to have faith and believe in the plan that he set for you." He didn't set the plan to put drugs and smoking and all of that and all the wrong things. But today, this system is genocizing us by what we eat. Junk food is creating an epidemic of mental illness, cancer, violence, everything that is making up our bodies and the way we cook today.
Evangelist Jones, a lot of this, the vegetables and the fruits and the cows and the chickens, ducks, all of those have been in a lot of this flood water. Mm-hmm. So that's carrying extra illness.
Yes,
there's still bodies that they haven't pulled out of the lakes or where the flood part has been, and the animals are walking through it. The animals eat, and they're not letting, the government's not letting us know how dangerous the food, the meat that they are processing for us that been all in that area.
Absolutely. And so even in America, all over the world, you know, all of these different things that are going out. There's no regulations. But the first thing that the Food and Drug Administration tell you, oh, eat plenty of vegetables.
And
exercise every day and you're going to be in good health. But that's not what's going on.
Well, the climate change is taking some of our health, too. Our breathing, the water.
Yes.
The air that we're breathing. So it's a lot of things that we have to read about, study about, to see where a lot of our ailments are coming from. We know some of them, but we don't know all of it, because there's so much going on now in this world that's done undercover, in front of your face, taking your money, what you're spending on the fruit, and you're getting sick, or the vegetables. So this time of our lives now, we need to educate our children and educate ourselves on what we are putting inside of our body.
Absolutely. But this is what, you know, and today, just like with me, when the doctors tell you this, but they don't tell you what to eat. There is a cure. Listen to me, people. There is a cure for every disease that's out there. And through God and through reading the word and having faith, that you can go and research and learn how to retrain yourself to eat better and to do better and to stop. Because if we constantly keep feeding our children, you know, with all this contaminated stuff, just like Evangelist Terry, she was saying, you know, all these floods and stuff, what do you think they doing with all that meat?
Still selling it.
Still selling it. What do you think they doing with, you know, even the small things like cars? They bring the cars here. So, you know, they don't care nothing about no meat.
And people are still eating it.
They still eating it.
Yes.
Because they don't know. We don't know. If you walk through Kroger's, I just want you to do this experiment. If you walk through Kroger's and you see chicken, you know it never was. They got seasonings on it now. You can go through there. Everything is all cute, but they're using different chemicals and different things to even make the meat look better.
Well, if you look,
so you can eat it and buy it.
If you look at a chicken wing as big as a turkey wing, that should tell you something. Look at the chicken legs, how big they are. They're big as almost as a turkey leg. Those are signs, but people still buy it. People still spend the money. People still barbecue. People still fry it. People still boil it. And they're still eating it. See, right. There's some signs that people should look at, and a chicken wing big as a turkey wing?
But, so, we're women that are in this Christian community. Don't you feel that the church has a responsibility to begin to get nutrition classes and do some health awareness things that we had at the church the other weekend? We still need to educate. Now we want to think of some solutions. Now, we didn't put all this stuff out here, but we got to give the people some solutions of how we as Christians, as women in the community.
Well, to my understanding, the church is a hospital. So that means that there's certain information, certain programs they should have in church to help the community, far as eating, far as how to taking care of your children, because some of these young mothers and young fathers, they don't know what to do because they were not taught at home. So there's a lot of avenues for people in the community and in the people of color community.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things that they could do to pull in to help one another. No, they say, I got mine, you get yours. But it's not supposed to be like, if you see a brother or sister down or don't know what they do, it's a way that you approach them. You ain't got to go in the ignorant way to approach them. But you can go in a way where they will listen to you. Everybody needs help. I don't care if you got money. You need help.
Right. So then as you know, congregations out there, since we are a church community of women trying to uplift and help, the church needs to help people. They sit there, most of these people is grossly overweight in your congregations. Half of them is sick. Even the young children are sick. Everybody is sick. So if we supposed to be the hospital, we the hospital now. Mm-hmm. We should be able to have classes, even if we get together and do some things and present and let them see, well, come on over here. This is the way you can prepare your greens for Christmas instead of boiling it in meat and all of that. This is the way that you can stay healthy. And so we need to have that. We can talk and stand on the soapbox and say the elephant in the room and all of that, and don't nobody pay no attention, but we still out there giving the kids hot dogs and candy and junk. We have to, as a Christian community, begin to teach. I'm out with all the talking. Let's teach.
There's always ways of to make change. There's always ways to make changes in the community. But there has to be strong people out there. There has to be people that care to see what's going on in the community. There got to be people out there to care about what's going on with the children, what's going on with the parents, and pull in and find avenues. You're soldiers. And so some of people say, oh, I love Jesus, but what are you doing? You're doing nothing for the community. All you're doing is complaining. They're out there killing each other. They're out there doing this. Yes, they are. But you, those who have choices and want to go out to help the people in the community, when you see people out there struggling, trying to stand up to help the people in the community, well, looks like some people would try to come and help or give us a push or do something to help us to do what we're doing out there in the community. Is it easy? No, it's not. Do you want to do what you have to do? Yes, you do. Do you have a heart to help families to come together to get on the right track or eating foods right? When you're going and getting food that you don't have money to get, so you got to eat what you got to eat. See, so there's programs that I'm saying that can help people that are in the community trying to make a difference.
Well, I think that all churches should try to make a difference.
Yes, they
should. You see your congregation sick. Half of them, they don't fast. We don't fast. We don't teach that in our homes. Even though everybody's shouting and falling out in church.
Snotting.
And everything. But we're not being taught as a people. That's why the enemy is just killing us. We don't have to be dying and having funerals back to back. But it has to start somewhere. But lately, the young people, a lot of them, just like my grandchildren, they get on them computers and they learn. And he's been a vegan and doing great as far as his health and everything. But we as that older generation, we got to learn we have to change and believe God.
Well, one of the problems is we don't have strong leaders in the community. There's always got to be somebody to lead or help give direction on some things. When you're not used or don't know how to do something, then you need an avenue for somebody to help you to see what you can see, what you can do, or where you're going, or where you're going to go. You need help. We can't live in this world without somebody standing up to help the downtrodden.
Absolutely.
Downtrodden, you don't know. You're down. So you always got to have somebody that sees, has a vision. What can I do? Or what can we do? Not just I. What can we do to come together to make the community different? Because it's sinking. It really is. Go through them all. Every day you hear a shooting. Every day somebody getting killed. Every day somebody missing. Girls are being missing. Parents can't find them. There's a lot going on, and it's sad out here, and it's deep out here. You can get hurt, but you can find a way to help. That's all, you know, you can.
So to kind of turn that a little bit, but we can at least help ourselves, save us thousands and thousands of dollars if we would just research and learn how to do our diets, especially like nowadays, you know, it's so much dementia and this with our elderly and our seniors. And, you know, years ago, people used to go help them and feed them and do things for them. But the community has moved so far away from helping and helping each other. And then, you know, and the enemy, he just having a good old time.
Yes, he is.
He's just having a good old time with us. And so, but our faith in God, I can't express that no harder than that. This is 5780 in the Hebrew calendar. This is the new year. And we seem like worse off than we used to be.
Yeah, I'm worse than what my parents was.
But I have the faith in God that things are going to turn around for me.
Well, it's going to turn around for me. I'm working at it. But I have a vision. No vision, you can't do nothing.
Right.
See, and these people don't have vision. Kids don't have vision. And the ones that do have the vision, sometimes they need somebody to help give them a push.
Mm-hmm.
See, some people are scared all different kind of ways.
Yeah.
So when we look at people, we can't really judge them because we don't know what's going on in their life or what's in their head. But we can help them some kind of way if there's enough of us to go through our community and see what we... These young kids are standing up stronger than the older folks.
Oh, yes, they are.
Out here in the community.
Yes.
Yeah, they're fighting, see? Yes. I can remember the stories told to me how my grandparents and them, they marched in the hot sun to make a difference. These kids, these adults, don't want to do nothing but sit and talk about it.
Yes, but you know what? That's why I stay on my knees anyway.
Mm-hmm.
For you know, especially for the Black community.
Yes.
But God is raising up a lot of people to bring the truth to the forefront to our community, you know, without, you know, beating people down or whatever.
Yes, yes.
I know that we were raised a certain way. We have been brainwashed for so long through the generations. But I know that I have faith in God. And just like with me, yes, I am the product of terrible eating habits,
mm-hmm.
eating different things and all of that. But what I do stand for is that I have faith in God that He's going to heal me. Because guess what? I'm going to do something that I need to do because, you know, you have to have faith. But if your works is dead, now if I sit and say, oh, well, this just the way it's going to be. So in that, we have a few announcements and stuff that we want to announce for some community things that's going on.
Yes, on October the 5th. 2019, there's a women's conference, and I survived, and that's about cancer, having cancer. It's at 6 p.m. at Jordan Bible Church at 1825 Woodland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43219, and there will be vendors there. And all is welcome to participate.
Okay, thank you. I hope that everyone out there that is listening, that you would at least go and research, change your diet, because you do not want to end up with diseases. I don't care what it is or what's going on, but God has a plan and He has a cure for everything that we do today. We don't have to be sick. We don't have to do that. But we have to believe in God that He has the cure, and that's through a change of your mindset and your diet.
I want to say something for Patricia Smith, the host of TalkTainmentRadio.com. She's on a mission now. That's why she's not here. So she's out on a mission. I just want to say love you all who listen in or tuned in, and wish all the best for you of changing your mind on your eating habits. God bless. Oh, this is a new time in everyone's life. If you want to decide to take a change in your eating habits, changing your mind, changing the chemicals and things that you're putting into your body. But today could be a new day for anyone who wants to make that change of killing themselves and letting themselves just not be able to be healthy. Something else that I want to say to for the community on the eating habits and health. They do have some churches do have health programs for people that have high blood pressure and diabetes. So there are some churches that do have, but you can look them up if you got a phone and you're on your phone, Facebook phone, Messenger. You can find out some of the things, programs that the people that do have that you can go to.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Just make him your number one friend.